Episode 20, Metaphorical Fighting, or You're as Rolled as Dice.
Okay, so we find ourselves in the Spawning Stone, hurtling through the empty, chaotic void of Limbo. Our three heroes recently have just rescued Vacheron, Gage's old tinkering master, from an almost certain starvation within the belly of this Spawning Stone. But as Gage entered, he felt queasy in his little tum. Something wasn't right inside Gage himself. After fighting Battletoads and completing inane tasks in a circus tent, our heroes find themselves right on the verge of Limbo with a strange new friend summoning a teleportation circle to take them back home, or home adjacent. Inside the middle of this Spawning Stone, we see Gage's eyes start to go a bit glassy after he seems to have made some internal decision within himself, and the camera hovers in front of his face, these cold, glassy, vacant stare that is emanating out from this tiny, bald, odd-looking little gnome character, and the camera zooms in towards the inky whiteness of his eyes. And then we see, in sort of a mirror of Limbo itself, we're now inside Gage's head, and we can see a representation how Gage sees himself. What does that look like?
Probably like previous to all the wild magic mishaps, how he was originally sort of with hair.
Much younger.
Normal weight, yeah, younger.
Yeah.
Pre-body horror.
Yeah, Gage. Pre-body horror.
Pre-body horror Gage is standing there in this void, and you can see there is these manifestations, as Gage would enable them, physical forms of both control and order and pandemonium and chaos, and they seem to be floating in front of him. What does Gage's idea of order look like?
I guess it would be a very straight cut version of himself, I would imagine.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Real straight-laced, has everything.
Nice haircut.
Yeah. Oh,
like, yeah.
Like you could set your watch to his haircut.
And then floating to the right of that is this manifestation of primordial chaos, the unknowns in the world. What does that look like?
Probably a very disheveled version of himself. Real manic-looking, bald, probably a bit of shit on him. real dirty.
Dirty boy.
Manic, yeah, just like a wild a Gage.
Just a little teddy.
Yeah.
A little Gage version of
a little
teddy.
Bald teddy.
Very good. You've kind of been here the whole time because this is inside your own head. But now you can actually feel yourself inside yourself making this decision. In this place, in this very special place of both order and chaos, you feel that the inner turmoil within yourself has become manifest. And they're both looking at you, beckoning. Hey, come on. Hey, buddy, get over here. We can have so much fun together. I can make you so powerful. Come on, buddy, let's go. And on the other side, like, no, do not go to them. Come to me, Gage. We can bring order to this world.
You both made very great points.
Come to me, Gage. No, fuck that guy. Come to me.
But look, order, my good, my very good friends.
Thank you.
I just don't think.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
I don't think my journey has led up to this point. I feel like I would be neglecting something within myself if Teddy and Joe has, you know, not made such a mark on me. So I think that in my heart I'm going to have to go chaos, even though it's just not, you know, it hurts. It really does. And you've been a good friend, but I have to see this through. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't hurt, but this is what I think I need to learn, and for the betterment of myself.
Okay. Yes, I was busy anyway. I have, like, a lot going on at work right now.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, do you?
Whatever. Mm. I wasn't even invested in this relationship at all.
Well.
But, like, if you, like, change your mind, no, be strong, Order. Just walk away, just like your therapist said.
Hey.
No, you have done your damage.
I mean, there's no chaos without law, is there, really?
Like, yeah, buddy. Think about that, you stupid idiot. fuck that guy. Come on, get my car. And you can see now the embodiment of chaos is in like this red Ferrari engine revving. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Made the right choice.
But the seats are like bar stools. The steering wheel's like a cat.
And it's, no fuel. It's got no fuel. Fuck it. We'll just wing it. Let's go.
Oh, do you want me to push or push start this?
You jump in the scene, the sort of you drive away in this Ferrari Porsche, and the camera zooms back out, and you're still glassy eyed. Joe and Teddy, you're outside. He's been docile for about 10 to 20 seconds, completely unresponsive.
You okay, Gage? You in there? You got something brewing? Concentrating.
I think we've broken Gage.
Can I try, like, if I can I touch his eyeball?
Ow!
Can I touch his eyeball?
Teddy, quit touching his eyeball.
It's funny that you mentioned touching his eyeball, because as you squidge in one time, because his eyes are open and he doesn't seem to be able to blink, as you poke in, this silvery liquid oozes out of his eyes and nose.
I didn't do it.
I watched you do it. Do you know how to fix an eyeball? Me neither. So, you know.
It's drizzling out of his ears and his like nostrils and the corners of his mouth, and it starts dripping onto the floor in these big galons.
I didn't mean to. No.
Hey, old chaps, what's going on over there?
Nothing. Do you know how to fix a leak?
Oh, no. He's leaking. Oh,
Vacheron walks over to you.
Oh, no. I can try peeing on him.
What? Take five. Okay. Let's hear other options.
All right. I'll just go fill my water bottle up.
And he walks back into a dirty corner. Gage is leaking more and more of this silvery liquid on the ground. It's probably been about like 40 seconds now as he's just drenching the floor in this puddle. And it seems to be bubbling and like oozing up.
I saw a play about this. It was about a weird metal man who came from the future to destroy like the savior. And then another metal man came and he had this weird voice. And they just used... And then like... And his hands would become big blades and he would slice people.
How did they fix it? The silver bubbling problem.
I think they just put him in a volcano.
Did he survive?
I don't... Someone did a thumbs up in the volcano.
That's a good sign. I like it better than peeing on him.
You could try doing the thumbs up.
Yeah, like, look.
I put a thumb into Gage's eye.
A last little globule of silvery metallic liquid blots out of his eye as you press into it onto the ground. This thing is forming into a humanoid shape, and it reaches the exact same height as Gage.
This is very worrying, Teddy.
Features start to form within the metal, and Gage, you start coming too. You blink a little bit. You were like driving through a desert canyon with chaos. Reality started flipping in between your internal monologue.
No, slow down. I mean, sorry. I'm back,
Teddy. What do you think the odds are? This is like some sort of monster that's going to hurt us. Do you think we should like restrain him?
If I could give him an aggressive hug, and if it's good, then it'll like the hug, and if it's bad, I'll be holding him.
I'm actually in love with this plan, Teddy.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a... are you trying to squeeze real tight, or are you just holding?
It's just a Teddy hug, just, really.
So squeeze real tight? give me an athletics check.
It's 9.
As you squeeze around this silvery form, you see that eye holes start to indent in, and this perfect haircut rises out of the skull.
Whoa.
A beautiful tie shoots out of the neck region and ties itself in front of you as you start squeezing kind of gently. Gage, you're coming to, and you feel pressure around your body right now, like you're being squeezed in by a Teddy hug.
Oh, but he's not hugging me.
He's not hugging you, but you can't really move that well. Hello, Teddy.
Somehow I feel that, Teddy.
Teddy, let me go.
Oh, hello. Hey, you could set your watch by that haircut.
You absolutely could. A mouth starts to form as it's blubbering silver and speaking. Daddy, let me go.
Oh, you know my name. Hello.
Hello, Teddy. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, it is me, Teddy. Yes.
A little exact replica copy of Gage's face, but more beautiful and younger and more primmed and proper, perfectly straight teeth, squeezes past you looking at you, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello. What would your name be?
I am Gage.
That's fascinating. We already know a Gage.
Yes, I am part of Gage. He has rejected me, so I have rejected him. But I will become Prime Gage now.
Oh, my.
Please step aside so I can kill him and take my place as Prime Gage.
You can still be Prime Gage.
Yes.
You know, Gage doesn't need to be number one Gage, but like you also don't need to kill him.
Oh, yes, I do. I cannot leave a being of unbridled chaos loose on this world. It would be unjust.
Unjust to who?
To law and order, which is kind of what I am.
Yes, I seem to have created my own jelly baby, Teddy. Similar to your little thing, but I guess this is sort of a split part of myself. I mean, I met you in the in that sort of realm that I was just previously in.
I've always been part of you, Gage.
Oh,
what did we do with that jelly thing? I think we put it in a barrel. We can put this guy in a barrel. I mean, it's just the first suggestion.
Prime Gage.
Yes.
No offense. I'm just trying. But I've got some excellent news. This is not our dimension. So if we find a way out of this dimension, it was only going to be you here.
I would always know that normal chaotic Gage still existed and was creating chaos within somewhere.
That's a bit of a deal breaker.
There's a shake and a rumble around the room right now. And you guys picked up a lot of information about Slardy and Spawning Stones back in the Library of Chaos.
Who could forget?
And you start to see that Gage Prime is interacting with the air around him, and Limbo itself being a place of pure chaos and Prime Gage being a being of pure order manifested and sort of built and constructed, little things start to bubble off Gage Prime. You see, at first, they're tiny little jelly bean little babies plop to the ground, but the metallic ooze sort of sloths away. And you see Modrons, those mechanical people you fought before, but instead of a square face, they have the face of Gage as a child.
Oh, shit.
Mama.
How order crazy is this guy? Like, if I throw a bunch of toothpicks on the ground, does he have to stop and pick them up and collect them? Or
I think he would at least need to count them.
I check my onesie suit for anything.
Give me a toothpick roll.
10.
You got 10 toothpicks.
Oh, shit, that's not going to buy us a lot of time. You can probably just glance at them and be like, oh, 10.
Just round 10.
Oh, but what if I swish my cape around in front of him?
Oh, that's good. I have a feeling this guy loves order and hates chaos.
I do like a dance that's totally out of rhythm. Oh, I want to do a chaos dance.
I join him.
Give me performance rolls. Gage, you hear the rev of an engine in your head.
Oh.
Jay got a 16 and I got a nat 20.
Plus performance, whatever that is.
We've been wasting our time as adventurers. We should.
You start doing a chaotic dance in front of this being of pure order. I don't know what that looks like. I'll leave it up to everybody's imagination to do so.
I can see it really clearly.
It's a little bit Kate Bush. It's
please.
Kate Bush via Adam West bat dance.
Yeah.
Please stop it. You are hurting me. Please stop. No, stop. Stop it. More and more.
This is as painful for us as it is for you, Gage Prime, as I'm like twerking.
let me assure you of that.
More of these little babies start to like sloth off him, and everything all right over there, chaps? You seem to create a tiny little metal man there.
I'm just seeing Joe like twerking in front of these babies' faces. Just little toddlers, like, and he's just crunching.
I'm just going to jump right into the Terminator here. You hear a rev of an engine in your head, Gage. Yeah, fuck that. I've made you super powerful, Gage. Let's fuck this guy up. Otherwise, he's just going to keep chasing us down. Like, even if we're in a car, he could probably, like, turn his hands into hooks. You don't know what a car is yet.
Okay, well, I trust you. I guess.
Fuck him up. Blow him up.
Oh, but how? What?
Hold on.
Is it going to hurt me if I hurt a part of myself? What? Do you know anything about this?
No, just jump in there and start fucking him up. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
I think if the other guys attack him, that'll hurt you, but you've got to combat yourself. It's a metaphor.
Oh.
Quickly, Gage, my butt is hurting.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Yes. Very, very good.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help. I'm just trying to shake one of Joe's butts.
One of Joe's butts.
Yeah.
in cheeks?
Maybe.
As you're twerking, you notice that these little baby robots have started to get bigger and bigger. And very quickly, there is a lot more of them than you first anticipated. There is a small swarm of them that have already slothed off Gage Prime. And they're growing in size as well. Mama. Mama. And they're looking at you and the robotic eyes flick from a bright blue to a red. Mama. And they start walking towards you. Oh, sorry to be a bother, old chaps, but it seems some baby robots are walking menacingly towards my teleportation circle. Going to be a right spot of bother if they mess up my ritual.
Shake harder, Teddy.
I'm doing the best I can.
Thank you very much, my friends, Joe, Teddy, but I feel like this is going to be...
Oh, hey, you're back. Hey, hello. Sorry about the eye.
So any way you can suck this guy back into your body? I don't know how aware you were, but from you.
I think I'm going to have to take him down myself. I can feel the chaos running through my veins.
Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
You look like if you had hair, you'd have a wild and crazy haircut. I stopped twerking.
Is this how you guys feel all the time? I mean, I feel pretty free right now.
Hey! Yeah, you're all pent up, but you look pretty happy now.
Yeah, I feel all loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
That was me penting you up.
I point to Gage Prime and I shoot lightning bolt at him.
As Gage shoots out this lightning bolt, a beam-like connection joins between Gage Senior and Gage Prime. And as the lightning bolt shoots out towards his metal frame, what's your spell save?
14.
He dodges out of the way for half damage. But you can see he rears up and pulls out a copy of the pocket watch and starts pulling random spells from it as well. And they're gearing up for a bit of a fight.
Guys, I think I figured it out. You know how Gage's pocket watch always does like that wild magic, like we don't know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
This must be an ordered watch, so it probably just tells the time.
He opens it once. It does also tell the time.
Nice. I didn't realize you were in the circle with us. Sorry, I was just talking to these guys.
We didn't roll damage for lightning bolt yet, so I thought I'd pop over while we were doing this.
No, thank you. I'm very thankful for the information. Yeah. What time is it?
It is 6:55 p.m.
Oh, man. It just gets away from
you. It's quite late, yes.
Probably about dinner time.
Yeah.
Sorry to be a bother, old chaps. Do you mind popping over here and giving me a help?
Sure. The babies. I mean, the robot babies.
Ah, yes, okay.
You look over to the corner and you can see a teleportation circle is etched into the ground and Edward Rockbell, this wizard, is basically throwing up a shield as these little Gage babies run and jump and basically get electrocuted against it. But each time that happens, he can't continue channeling into the teleportation circle.
Sounds like a job we can do, Teddy.
All right.
I kick the closest baby I see.
Everybody roll an initiative. We're going to jump into it. And give me damage for lightning bolt while you're at it.
Oh.
Boom.
Jay?
Nat 20.
Oh.
25.
Oh.
What?
Damn. Dan?
14.
14.
I got an 8.
So, Jay, you are first to act.
I'm going to fish around in my cloak for my cane.
You pull your cane out, ready to go.
There it is.
It's been here the whole time.
Hey. I forgot about you, guy.
Is that why you were walking with a limp this whole time? Down your pant leg?
I'm going to look for a button that's like a nursery or a babysitter button.
Yeah, give me a cane roll.
11.
There's not a nursery, but there is a big couch button that you could kind of, you know, put babies on. Like, you mean nurseries in like, you know, a soft place, like a crib or something?
It's
like a
playpen.
Pillow fort.
Cage button is right next to the pillow fort button. So you think if you get it between the two?
I'll mash them together.
Mash them together.
Mash both.
All right, both at the same time.
See what happens.
The cane leaps out of your hand and you can see half of it turns into a giant cage, but then the other half is a pillow fort that's lovely and comfortable. So one is this metal and bone skull cage and the other is bright pink fluffy pillows.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll start kicking babies into the cage.
All right.
I mean the pillow fort.
All right. Give me an athletics roll. Currently, there is 8 little babies roaming about, but there are more that are like birthed and growing.
16. Pretty sure it's plus 5 or 6.
You scoop up 3 of these little babies and shove them into baby jail.
Well, kick them.
Sorry. Kick them into baby jail. Sorry.
Stealing Joe's moves.
Dan, can you give me...
hey, that's my kick.
Dan, can you give me damage for lightning bolt?
8d6.
17 plus 19.
Oh my god, 36. Damn.
Oh, and then half.
Oh yes, half. As Joe and Teddy rush over and kick babies into a baby cage, you shoot lightning as he's distracted, but he steams and smokes as the lightning flies off him as he dodges out of the way. He stands up, holds out his pocket watch. He cracks the pocket watch open, and all these gears and mechanical little pieces of scrap fly out of it and towards you, and they start creating a cage. And this is the hold person spell.
Stealing my ideas now.
The way that our wizard jewels work is Dan will now get a chance to react to this spell in a cool and interesting way to try and counter it and turn the hold person against him. We cannot use the same spell twice.
Oh. And
sevens mean you pass your
seven means you pass your cards to the left. Jacks are wild, obviously.
Yeah, Gage, so
Gage can now stack meta magics on top of each other.
Oh, that's right. He can do these. Yeah, cool.
Which I'm still getting used to. I'll probably thematically ease into it.
Absolutely. All of this scrap metal is basically clunking around you and trying to pin you down. What do you do?
I'm going to try to cast from my pocket watch.
Yep.
And I want to cast gaseous form.
So all of this scrap starts piling around you and you just turn to mist and flow out of it instantly. Give me a wild magic roll though.
24.
You feel the irresistible urge to scratch an itch in the middle of your back, just out of reach.
But I don't have a back.
You don't have a back?
Because I'm a gaseous.
He's a gas boy.
Oh no, where is the itch? You avoid my trap card then.
Or it's just totally intangible. You just don't know where the itch
is. It's somewhere, but I can't.
All right,
nothing to scratch it with.
Dan, it is your turn to cast at this fool, and I will try to break out of your tricks.
Okay. I'll go Thunderwave at second level.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do here.
I imagine myself sort of coming out of gas form and then appearing next to him and just being like, Pikachu!
Or you could be like a little cloud that like shoots a lightning bolt.
Oh, yes, that's way better.
That's way, yes.
Right. Yes.
Also, you can pee rain on him.
Yeah. That's absolutely. An insult to injury. Yes. You should be doing this. You're chaos incarnate.
As you do that, you see he uses an earth tremor spell, which is of the same level, and he condenses himself in loose soil. He gets the electricity that you're shooting down from Thunderwave and earths himself down into the ground and manages to discharge all that electricity into the crystal.
Cool.
Gage, you will have to be better than that. I know all your tricks. I lived in your head for your entire life.
Yeah, well,
you're pretty boring, actually.
Ouch.
All right, we're on to Joe.
Sweet. I look for the nearest baby to me and try to sock a goal, kick it into the cage.
Give me an athletics check then.
22.
You run up and punt another three of these little babies. You're just running and kicking at the same time. Dum, dum, dum.
That's normally how it works.
Yep. They fly across the air and they land directly into the soft pillows of the pillow fort, but then they bounce into the cage behind.
Good.
The cage is now, it closes up and is very full of babies. I'm going to cut you off from that one. It is the end of the round. You see that two more of these babies run to the teleportation circle and jump at Edward Rockbell and start attacking him. He manages to fend them off, but in that time, he's unable to create the teleportation circle. He basically shields one of them and blasts an enormous gust of wind at the other, shooting them towards the baby cage, but the gates close, so it just bounces off dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, is the cage full of dead babies?
No, those ones aren't dead. This one just hit it with such a velocity. Sorry about that, old bean. Oh, Pip, Pip, jolly good. Sorry about that. Oh, whoops. Hope that wasn't one of your old chums.
No, not at all. Keep going.
We're up to the top of the round. It's Jay again.
Kind of happy that it wasn't us that killed a baby. I mean, the odds were that it was going to be us.
I mean, cards on the table, if they were passed away, I was just going to empty the cage.
And we may have accidentally, but
they are silvery robot monstrosities have leaked out of an idea that Gage has.
But they look like Gage as a toddler.
But they look like robot Gage babies. Yeah.
And the idea that we had was to murder them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's still bad.
Mama.
It's the intention.
No, we put them in
a baby cage.
Nursery.
That's also true. Yes,
it's him. There's that guy. He did it. It was the teleport guy. He did the... murder.
The old English cockney guy.
Speaking of which, another five of these awful little baby monsters grow up to a size that is palpable against you.
Kickable.
Kickable. That is kickable. Well, they're all kickable.
We gotta mop up this stuff on the floor. It keeps turning into babies.
Just so you know, you guys can, for this instance, I'm letting you guys do cleave damage, meaning that if you overkill one enemy, you can kill multiple of them.
Well, if we've saved like eight. So if we kill some, we're still up eight. So if we...
Oh, absolutely. We just got to get them away from this teleportation circle because that's our ticket out of here.
And if we do kill these ones, it's fine because those ones aren't dead in that cage.
We're not the ordered
beings. As long as we don't
kill
more than eight. Is that, is my maths right?
We've got some in the cage saved. They've been banked. So the rest, I mean, like they came late to the party and they can leave the party early, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just less chatting, more kicking. Teddy,
okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah, I'm overthinking it. I guess I'll, can I headbutt some?
Yep. Give me a headbutt roll.
It's bent down very far.
Sort of like flying headbutt. Or maybe just like throw my head at the ground. At the baby.
That would be called a headbutt, yes.
15 plus.
You hit.
Have I overheadbutted?
You haven't done damage yet, so I need to know about damage. That.
Going
to
be a couple of D4s, right?
Traditionally, barbarians would have a great axe.
I'm just going fists and headbutts.
Imagine if one got stuck in your head. In that head hole.
Oh.
Unarmed strike. I can do at least two unarmed strikes, right? And then I can probably do a couple of bonus ones.
Roll 2d4 and then add strength to...
Well, apparently it says here I have a pike.
Yeah, that tracks.
Do you remember me having a pike?
I think that's when we first created your character. That's probably what we set up.
When you say pike, when I Google search pike...
It's a fish, yeah. He's holding a fish.
Hey, I found this fish in my cloak as well.
Do you guys remember when I got this?
It's like 1 die 10 damage plus 3, whatever.
Roll it up. Let's do it. I don't care.
This fish in my cloak.
So you pull out your pike, which is in this instance now a fish, and you smack some fucking baby robots.
What was it meant to be originally?
A pike is a long spear with an axe head on it.
Oh, right.
That's what it actually is.
Right, that makes a lot more sense.
In movies you often see like guards.
Guards with pikes. Yes. But you have a fish.
I don't know why guards would have them though.
Because they're very versatile.
Stay back.
They should have nunchucks.
So roll your damage.
It is limbo, so it's a fish.
That's a
d20. D20. The 2 plus 3, 5.
You have to add more to that. Do you only have a 16 in strength? Why is your dex so high?
I don't know.
What happened over there?
I don't know. I thought
it's a big stick with an axe on the end, but now...
Yeah, it's just plus 3.
Okay. You manage to... you pull out your you get your fists out, you start headbutting, and you're just wailing with anything you can, and you brutally murder one of them.
Yeah, but I murder him good.
The other four are scurrying around, moving towards the teleportation circle. Joe has a big ticket on their plate right now. Good. Now that the other idiots are out of the way, me and you can settle this. Gage on Gage. Gay Joe, I'm never good at puns, but you know what I mean.
No, lost me there.
You know, when we fight each other, just one on one, which would be two, which is when you add them together.
Oh, you're making an arithmetic joke, are you?
No. Okay. I'm about to cast Magic Missile. Prepare for this. The pocket watch shoots out these beautiful, pristine crystals. Prepare for Magic Missile, Gage. Gage Original, Gage Senior.
Call me Gage Prime. And I'll cast Shield to try to...
They blast off the shield. Ha, I see you did that. I must think of more puns to whittle you down now. It is now...
Whittle you think of next.
Ha, 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 ha. It hurts to laugh
God,
this much.
Chaos power is amazing for puns.
That was really shitty. What? That's the best you've got?
Sorry. I'm still getting used to it.
Okay. Channel it up.
Channel it up.
It's your turn, buddy. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Get ready for this. I'm gonna try something I've never tried before, I think. Mirror image.
You cast mirror image on yourself, mm-hmm. And four other gauges appear around you, mimicking your actions. Oh no, now it is not one on one, it is one on four. Oh, this arithmetic is not just a normal Well, oh no, what am I to do? Joe, it is your turn.
How many babies are around me?
Four. Some of them are going to go and wail on this teleportation circle, but not all of them. Two of them are going to wail on you.
I ignore them. I try to keep people away from the teleportation circle by using my right leg.
Give me a right leg roll.
Ooh. 11.
That does not hit. You start kicking and these little babies, mama, jump out of the way. You do have another attack, though.
Go again. For
you should have had two attacks as well, Teddy.
Yeah. I really stopped
it. Eight.
Eight. You swing and kick again, and this time you do fully fall over on your back.
No one look.
These baby Modrons walk towards you, and two of them are going to come up, and basically these big fangs erupt out of the gauge faces.
That's not fair. I didn't know they...
Oh. you take 14 points of damage as they bite into you and rip apart your armor as you're lying on the ground kicking and flailing. The other two that you missed run towards Edward Rockbell and you see him fending them off again. He's pulling out these wands and basically firing off lightning bolts and fireballs. And then throwing the wands behind him as they're spent of magic.
Oh, also, I forgot wild magic.
Roll
last
it up.
Time. 52.
Is that because you cast off book?
Yes.
With all of these images around you, you feel like one of the images took away that nasty cold that you couldn't shake, and your nostril just completely unblocks, and you can smell everything beautifully.
Oh.
You have an enhanced sense of smell for the next hour, and you gain advantage in all perception checks related to odor.
You poor bastard.
Yeah, a bad room for that to happen.
It is a pretty bad room for that.
Gases and month-old...
Yeah, you can smell Vacheron's pee, and the worst part is you know what that smells like.
Okay.
Jay, we're up to you. Sorry, Teddy.
Well, those ones. Any more of those ones? The guy was...
You could go over to his purse and into his little wand holster and pull some out.
Hey guy, can I have some of these wands?
Another eight little babies have spawned as you walk over there.
Ugh.
Oh, Pip, Albin, help yourself. And he unravels his jacket and there's just all these random unlabeled wands.
Cool. Do they look slightly different?
They all look slightly different. Give me a theme you want to go for.
I won't. I'm not doing that one. I'm not doing the dildo one.
Oh, boo.
I said I'm not doing it.
I'm proud of you, Tom.
But I had to acknowledge it because Michael...
He was giving you the eyes. He's always giving you the eyes. Though.
I go for the butt plug one.
All right, you pull out the butt plug one. You point it. It's got a little bit of masking tape on it that says command word Batromius.
Uh-huh.
And so if you say that, it'll send it off.
Oh, I do a reading roll for Teddy.
Oh, no.
Nine.
You've never seen this word before because it is a made up magical word.
It starts with B.
It does start with B.
Baby. Bermatic.
You see that.
No, it starts with B, Teddy.
Bermatic.
The wand, it activates and then splits and shatters. And you see it starts leaking out a bit of magic. The command word you said was incorrect, but you got enough of the B sound to activate it. So these magical bees start flying out of the wand. Bzzz. One of them comes to look at your face, and then the rest of them start swarming around as some of the little baby gauge robots.
Yeah, take that, mild nuisance.
One of them is swarmed and is swatting them away and is unable to move.
Can I grab another one?
No, that's your action. Sorry, friend.
Doesn't he get two actions?
He gets two attacks.
Ah.
Can I attack?
No.
Can I regret my turn?
Yes, I guess.
Can we all do that?
Gage Prime goes, there may be many of you, but you cannot escape the earthen grasp of Maximilian. As this crystal hand erupts out of the ground and goes to grab on you, grabbing over all of the illusions and bypassing the effect. What would you like to do to counter this?
I'm going to try to bend luck, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Can I cast Quicken Spell and then try to get two maneuvers?
Absolutely you can. Yeah. Two metamagics.
Yep.
Yeah, that's your whole ability now.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want.
Sweet. Okay. I'll cast Fly on myself first.
Yeah.
Just fly upwards. I'll go Chromatic Orb.
Oh, cool. Very good.
And then that's two spells I don't know. So that's...
Oh, my God. It's going to be three wild magic orbs. All right. This hand comes out of the ground and goes to grab you. Gage, you cast Fly. Do you just shoot off Superman style up into the air? And you see the hand just crashes into the crystal below, grabbing at nothing. But you pull out this orb of what element are you going to hurl at him?
I'm going to let the chaos decide.
Oh, very good. Gotcha, fam. That is fire, unfortunately. A fire orb pops out. You throw it down at him. Give me some damage. It's, I think, 3d8 off the top of my head.
4, 5, 9. So 14.
This fire, because it was on his turn, you basically quickened a reaction on him. He was unable to counter it as it scores across him. Ow, that hurt. Fire hurts me. Fire hurts everybody. Why would you do this? Dan, it's now your turn. You're hovering in the air above him with these mirror images all around you. Give me three wild magic rolls.
Yeah.
Dan, you recover your lowest level expended spell slot.
Huh.
So that's a good one.
Yeah. 8.
Yep.
Oh, 9.
8, 9. For the next minute, you must shout when you speak. Yeah. We're going full anime. Do get a 10 for me.
70.
You gain the ability to speak to animals for 1 hour, but you must shout at them. So you fly up into the air, you feel a bit of magic recharges in your body, but now you must shout, and you can shout at animals for an hour.
Just animals.
Oh, no, you can also speak to animals. All right. But I mean, if you only wanted to talk to animals, I'd understand.
You could talk to my pike.
Dan, it is now... Dan, it is now your turn.
Okay. I'm flying in the air, four of me. I'd imagine all four of us, like, join, become one again.
Like Voltron.
Yeah.
You stack
I'll
up.
Be the legs.
Gage, you're the real one. Why don't you be the head? You could be the... Gage, you could be the...
He wants to do the king. That's where the money is.
I'd like to cast Enlarge on all of us.
Oh,
to like become mega, mega Gage.
Excellent.
It's feeling distinctly like a Power Rangers episode now.
Sure. And,
It has to be like a really long, drawn out transformation sequence.
Yeah.
And I'm shouting the whole time.
Joining forces.
As you cast the Enlarge spell, all of your images grow as well. And then you form up. There's this hugely extended transformation sequence. Gage Prime is sitting down there waiting for you to complete. And he's just checking his pocket watch every night, like just waiting for this transformation sequence to be over.
I'll quicken that again if I can.
Okay, cool.
Because like, what else am I going to do?
Yep,
like, I'm giant in the air and that's it.
Is that two wild magic rolls for this one?
Yes.
Yep,
yes.
Cool.
Someone pressing fast forward on the tape.
It'll be three when you cast a spell. You'll get a bad one. You'll get a bad one.
You've been saying that for three seasons now. You've ever had a
he
bad
turned one. Into a barrel.
Invisible still spider. Waiting for
a- oh, the invisible spider was good.
That was good. I'll fly, well, I guess fall back to the ground. Mm-hmm. And I want to cast Shocking Grasp on him as a punch.
Okay.
To the ground.
Is Enlarge a concentration? I just need to know if your fly disappears or not.
Yes.
Your fly conks out, but as you do, you start descending down with these fists of electricity and you punch this fist into the ground. Gage Prime has been waiting there, staring you down, full anime style. One of the little baby Gage gnomes stares up at you as it's growing in size. It holds its fist out in front of him and goes, "Impossible!" As you fly down and smash into the ground, at the last second, Gage, you see a blink, like a flash of something, and Gage Prime is standing behind you. The effects of the haste spell basically whispering around you. He leans in close and says, "Nothing personnel, kid." And he has dodged your attack. That is going to be our friend Joe's turn.
Hey, so have I still got like little baby?
Absolutely everywhere. Yeah, okay. They're all over you. 4 at the end and we just got another, 8.
Do I have the strength to stand up again?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
What if you do...
Teddy?
Yeah, go. Yeah. Say it. Just, we're here now.
Can you just do like a roll attack?
That's true. I mean, like what's the HP? Can I just roll over on
Yeah, you, I'll count it as your regular attacks. So you can be however you want.
24.
You start rolling, and as a gladiator, you've got a couple of like daggers and everything around your person. So as you start rolling, like some of them are
you
just
severely injure yourself.
Give me a damage roll, and then give me another attack for your attack action.
7, 19.
things.
Another 7.
You start rolling over, and in this flurry of blades and arms and limbs, as Giga Gage is fighting in the background, you manage to basically carve up 3 of them. Little mechanic springs and sprockets fly out as your body just crushes against them.
I like that, like, yes, Giga Gage is up there doing, like, multiple illusions and, like, thunderbolts and amazing, like, anime yelling things, and I'm literally just rolling around in the ground.
Yeah, it's like...
just in the corner, in the dirt.
It's like every other fight we've had.
It's true. It's very true.
Teddy, what did you do on your turn? Oh, you grabbed the wand.
I had a wand.
One of the little baby robot gauges comes up to you. It goes to bite on you, but it bites on the broken wand, and a couple of bees trickle out at the end, and it doesn't grab onto you. The other two run and disrupt Edward Rockbell, and he has not been able to do anything on this teleportation circle. We're up to the top with Jay.
Here I am. All right, here we go. These fucking bullshit wands. All right, maybe it's just me and you, Pike. Maybe we just... Well, hey, one more wand. I'll grab another wand.
All right, you grab another one.
Hey, what? Teddy, it's always been you and me. Would you like to sing some country songs?
You can talk. You can sing.
I can sing. I was born under a wandering star.
And I whack something with him.
Pike or wand?
One attack for Pike and one attack for Pike.
Okay, give me 2 Pike rolls.
Also, I bet this fish smells amazing after being...
yep,
mystery fish that I have in my inventory from who knows
where. With a 20, you hit, definitely. Yep, and the same roll again. So you start slamming this pike down on the ground.
Like bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
I love this lore that you've just created. Give me some damage rolls. You smack down and kill 2 of them instantly. So we've reduced the number from 12 down to 6 in one round. You're just slamming this old manky fish against the ground, but the baby Gage robots are no match for its scaly, rotting skin. It's Gage Prime's turn now. So Gage Prime, you see him, he pulls out the pocket watch that is a pale imitation of yours, Gage, and he starts swinging it back and forth.
Call that a pocket watch?
It's literally is a pale imitation because it's like silver. And
yeah,
silver.
I know. I know. That's why very clever. That's why I said it. This is a pale imitation of your pocket watch. Do you understand? Gage, yeah, Gage Jr., do you get it?
I guess, but it just doesn't do the same thing, you know?
Gage, look at it. Look at it. And he's swinging the pocket watch back and forth, and he's casting hypnotic pattern on Giga Gage. Now, traditionally, you'd have to make a wisdom saving throw, unless you can think of a way to prevent this from affecting you.
Okay, yeah, I'll cast darkness.
Yes, look into my eyes. The pale imitation of your pocket watch commands you. As Giga Gage gets a little bit woozy, is this casting off book?
Yes.
All right, give me a wild magic roll. You basically shoot out this inky black jet of magical darkness everywhere, and you can no longer see him, and the fight goes into this sort of darkness orb. Give me a wild magic roll.
85.
Staying alive. Gage, you gain proficiency in a skill of your choice that you don't already have. So you're just buffing yourself with this wild magic table, I guess. Whatever, man.
Let the chaos reign.
Gage, it is now your turn. It's complete pitch black. You can't see Gage Prime right now.
Mm-hmm. I cast Magic Missile, the old faithful. But I don't know this spell because I swapped it out.
So you pull out the pocket watch and you summon some magic missiles because you can't see Gage Prime. Mm-hmm. You let them loose into this black ether and they find their target. Ow, 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 ow. You have struck me. First of all, give me some damage. And then second of all, give me a wild magic roll.
Mm.
12 damage.
12, yes.
Very good. Give me a wild magic roll.
80.
All right. Gage, somehow, if at all possible, your old, bald, frail frame, mm-hmm. your skin gets even paler, almost translucent, as magic starts seeping from the pigmentation in your skin, and you almost become albino at this stage.
Wow. Yeah. Well... had to happen sometime.
Many of your effects last an hour. This one is permanent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like maybe you can get rid of it later, but right now you're just fucking cooking yourself with magic.
No turning back now.
It is now Joe's turn.
Is it dark where I am?
No, absolutely not.
Brilliant. How many babies are still around?
There are 6 babies around.
Sweet. And are they all focused on me?
Okay. There are 6. mechanical gauge creatures. We've got to stop saying that you're murdering these babies.
I mean, okay, we'll call I can do that.
Tiny gauge mecha or mechoids.
Little
gabies.
Gabies.
Nope.
I really like gabies.
Nope. Nope.
All right, I take the small.
Let's call them babies.
So, yeah, they're scattered around. Look, let's cut to the chase. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to kick some.
You're going to kick some babies.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Roll me some baby kick and rolls, you monster. You go up and you just.
That's a crotch kick, but yeah.
Crotch kick. Crotch kick one of these babies against the wall. You kick one, it hits another, and both of them explode into springs and gears against the wall. So that will take us down to 4 gauge mechoids scurrying about. 2 of them run over to Edward Rockbell and disrupt the teleportation spell, and another 2 are going for you, Teddy. They're going to bite at you as God knows what you're doing right now. Both of them miss. They bite into your flesh and you just don't feel the pain. Like that, apparently there's no nerve endings in that area.
Yeah.
And we're up to the top of the order with Teddy. Edward Rockbell is constantly firing off these wands, and there's now a small pile of old discarded wands next to him. Sorry to be a bother, old chaps, but I'd love it if you could keep them off my back for a spell.
Well, yeah, I'll go over there. How big is the pike?
It's a pretty
large pike.
It's a large pike, yes.
Do you reckon one of these babies is about the same size as one of these pikes?
The pike is significantly larger than one of these gauge babies.
So in that sense, you would think I'd just be able to pick one of the babies up and use it as a new pike.
Absolutely, yeah. It would be slightly small, but it's basically a pike.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd do that.
Yep.
I'd do that?
Yep, give me a do that roll. Give me 2 do that rolls, actually.
Okay, that's a 3.
Not a do that.
That's not a do that, but roll again.
And that's a 4.
Yeah. All right, you reach down, pick up one of these gauge babies. Was your idea to slam it into another one?
Use it as a weapon.
As a weapon.
To hit another one.
You reach down and you realize you're still holding your pike. And all the gauge babies, they're nowhere to be seen as Teddy looks around. He spins around, the camera stays in place, and there's just 4 of these little gauge babies biting onto his back, piercing into the skin. I'm sorry, I forgot to roll how many more. All right, 2 more gauge babies have appeared and bitten onto you somewhere, but apparently the spine is not receiving messages anymore.
I've kind of sworn there were some babies around here, right?
This feels antithetical to my whole deal, being order and everything like that, but I must tap into the deep well of wild magic that is inside us both and consume some of its power to defeat you and take your place as Gage Prime True. You see in the darkness these little beads of light shoot off in the form of eyes, and he is casting dark vision on himself to be able to see. As he does, the lights disappear, but you now know he can see in the darkness, and you can't see him. What's your AC, Gage?
12.
You get hit with something as it scores across your side, and it burns like a motherfucker as 9 points of fire damage is dealt to you, sizzling away, but you cannot see it.
Do you?
That is Gage Prime, but Gage Prime needs to roll in the wild magic table. And now he gets something fucked up. Watch this. He's going to explode and turn into a fucking bomb. Oh, cool. 1 randomly chosen non-magical item in your possession that weighs 1 pound or less vanishes and is gone forever.
Your pocket watch?
His pocket watch, yeah.
Wait, where did my pocket watch go? What is this? Wild magic is the curse that curses the world. I must purge it from the world. That is the end of Gage Prime's turn. That's the double G my main man Giga Gage is up.
Did his pocket watch?
His pocket watch is gone. He can still cast.
And I cannot see.
You cannot see him, no. Ooh.
Because I cast darkness, I'll drop it and cast Wall of Fire straight on top of him and stand back, obviously.
As you cast Wall of Fire, you see as his reaction, he creates Wall of Stone in front of you. He basically goes, ha, fire is no match for stone, as he rips the crystal out from beneath him and creates a sort of protective orb around him. The fire breaks against the stone crystals.
Cool.
Double G Joe, we're up. There are four left.
Can I run toward the wizard and try and cover his back, literally, really? Try and keep all the babies away from him.
So two of the babies jump off from Teddy and run towards him?
I use my lucky spear, which I find, I don't know, in my pants or something.
Oh, there it is.
And use it like a golf club and tee off him.
Absolutely. Give me two attack rolls.
I got a 15 and a 14.
They both hit.
Hey!
Okay, you golf club both of these little mechanoids away with your lucky spear. They fly against the wall and you see, jolly good show, old bean. I can finally get to this circle. He claps his hands together and then plunges them into the crystal. And you can see a small light appears on one of the five rings around the magic circle.
Thanks, man. That's super helpful.
Oh, sorry. Could we use your magic circle then?
Yeah, check out this magic circle. And I start twerking again.
Give me a performance roll. It's a 12 plus 15.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Are we doing this again?
Hello.
Okay, should I start jiggling?
Sure, but like a wrap it up in an appropriate amount of
time. You wrap it up? Oh, I see. And Teddy, as you walk over to go aid in the twerking process, Joe, you see two of these little gremlins are just eating the back of Teddy.
Teddy, you got some on your back there. You're just like a little... No, okay, now you're just turning around. Stop, hold on, turn around, let me get them. And I try to, like they're a big tick, try to get them out without squirting all their poison into him.
As you try and remove one of them, it pulls at the flesh that it's bitten into Teddy. Teddy, you feel fine. There's no pain back there.
What's going on?
A look at this. In your back.
Yeah, there's a few weird things in there.
Four more of these little gremlins, mama, mama, pop out of the ground and start rushing towards you. But it is Teddy's go. It's the top of the order.
Well, how are you doing, Pike?
I'm doing great, Teddy.
Hey.
I just want to say believe in yourself.
Ah, thanks, guy.
How do you feel about singing a song?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, really? I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to...
Move it?
Yeah, move it.
Just to clarify, is this all happening in Teddy's imagination?
Who can say?
It's a dead fish, right?
Who can say?
It feels like it's a dead fish.
So are there any little gauges... Actually, on the ground anywhere?
Yeah, there's four more of them have appeared, and they're scurrying towards Edward Rockbell right now.
You better go. Stop them.
Okay, Pike. Let's go. Yay.
And then murder everybody.
Okay. Whee!
It's been a while since you've set a fire, Teddy. I'm getting so cold.
Do I have any kindling?
Yeah, you've got all those discarded wands.
Does Teddy know how to start a fire? I'll do it like Gage does.
Magic. Give me am I magic roll.
Magic. Six.
One of the wands just explodes.
Six minus three.
It's not fire. It's more bees.
Oh. Well, better luck next time, hey, Pike.
You can still take your turn, though. You can do your actual action if you'd like.
I still believe in you. Have another turn.
Thanks, Magic Pike.
No worries, powers.
This is our formal way of letting everybody know that I'm actually resigning from the Roller Boys and the Magic Talking Pike is taking over. Thank you all for your support over the years.
Is he also doing nice dice?
Nice pike.
Yeah. All right. Well, Teddy's just going to jump up and down on a few of these.
Give me two attack rolls. Give me some damage. How do you do this? What's the attack look like?
2 feet at a time.
You jump up and down. These little mama, mama, kill them. Running towards you. As you jump, both feet land on two of them and crush them flat instantly. Two of them go down and another two run around towards Edward. Gage Prime's turn. Okay, back to basics now. I don't have my pocket watch, but I still have my hands, which can be turned into burning hands.
Oh, I thought you were doing basics this whole time.
No, you. And he casts burning hands at you. Gage, who is enormous and made of multiple gauges.
I cast a gust of wind.
You create this gust of wind that blows the fire straight back towards him. No, stop that. Hey, stop it. No, you though.
Nerds!
I have a level 8 party. And they can regularly pump out about 50 to 75 damage around.
I'm hitting things with a stick.
And I'm stomping up and down on things. Jumping up,
talking to a dead fish.
It's so hard to balance encounters sometimes. Because I'm sitting here going, they'll wipe the floor with this.
Roll harder, Michael.
I just don't know what I did wrong.
You chose us to be in your podcast.
You know what you're doing.
Oh, wild magic for me too.
Oh, yes, wild magic.
43.
We've actually rolled this one before. So I think it's quite poignant that it should happen in very much the same way again. In the magical chaos that's erupted, I've described a lot of the crystals being moved around by walls of stone and great earthen hands and everything like that. And in this instant, a couple of holes to limbo have opened up. Gage, as you shoot the gust of wind out of your hand, materializing in the magic itself, could you roll these for me? 3d6s?
Four
beautiful ornate gems are created in your hands and then shot out in the gust of magic as well. And you see them shoot out towards one of these holes out into limbo. But you reckon there's a chance that someone could grab them before they do.
So Teddy! Gem grabbing time!
Can I react to that?
Give me a dex save, Teddy.
Plus 5.
Fuck me. 15. So, Teddy, in all the stomping up and down, in one of your leaping arcs up, four gems flying towards you in 0G just fly directly into your wallet.
Oh. I was hoping they might take out some of the things on my back.
They shoot like bullets directly through you.
When you say wallet, what do you mean butt. Exactly?
Okay.
My butthole. Okay.
Yeah, nature's wallet. Giga Gage.
All right.
I'm a fish. Fishy, wishy, would you like to make a wish?
Teddy!
Fishy, wishy, and I want to make a wish.
That's catchy.
I'm a magic fish.
Magic. Apparently.
I am not dead and rotting.
Dan, no laughing. Pick your spell.
Okay. Going old faithful, yep. I'm just going to cast Static Ray.
All right. Give me an attack roll. You could use your Tides of Magic.
That's what I'll have to do. Yeah. Tides of Chaos.
Give me damage and then a wild magic roll. Okay. Give me a wild magic roll. Fishy, wishy.
Two numbers. 20.
Gage, you feel the incredible urge to relieve yourself. Until you do, your intelligence is reduced by 1.
Oh, no.
If you don't relieve yourself in the next 2 minutes, the above effects are removed, but your charisma score is reduced by 4 for 1 hour or until you change your trousers.
Okay. Making Vacheron proud here.
I like that one.
Baby.
Joe, it's your turn.
I just remembered he's got like super smelling powers as well.
Poor bastard.
Which are the most pressing babies to worry about?
There's two more on the ground, 2 on Teddy. So there's 4 in total.
Focus on the ground ones.
2d20s?
I'm just going to hit him again with my magic spear.
Baron magic helmet.
Okay, I got a natural 1 and a 5.
Okay, yep. You swing and whiff on both of these as they run around. Mama, mama. And you see that Edward has started charging one of the spell circles. As he sees two of them whipping around, he pulls out 2 more wands, aims them, shoots out 2 little fireballs that explode and just obliterate them. He spins them around his fingers and holsters them again. Nearly there, old bean. Don't worry.
Take your time, Edward.
Okay, that is the bottom of the order. Another 5 spawn. These little robot gauges are getting bigger and bigger. Their faces are getting more grotesque, more mechanical, but trying to form more features. It now has eyebrows that wiggle up and down.
Oh, look at them go.
Teddy, it is your turn.
So do you have a name, Pike?
You know my name, Teddy. Well, say it.
It's Baldrick.
Damn right. Baldrick the Pike.
Bert Whistle. Mr. Burt Whistle.
Mr. Burt Whistle.
Baldrick Burt Whistle.
Baldrick Burt Whistle. Ah, now I'm free. And I turn into a prince. Yes, I get on one knee and say, wow, I've been waiting for someone to say my real name all this time.
Teddy!
Thank you, Teddy Tullius. Please, the kingdom of Ixla is all yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ixla. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Well.
So we're married now?
Yes, absolutely. Free to swim the seas of, I'm sorry, I'm still used to being a fish.
We have like a kingdom and...
Yeah, would you hold me?
Yeah.
Ah, this feels wonderful.
Now I smash more cases with him.
give me two prince rolls. That's gotta be a D12. Yeah, for sure that's a D12. The prince is worth a D12. Again, unclear if this is actually happening or brain damage.
Yeah. The robots have obviously made it into like his brain. And
oh, the 9 will hit. Roll those two. Those are princely dice.
Like Joe's just watching Teddy hug a dead fish. Like, so we're married? And like,
A 12 and a 2.
With his newfound bonds of marriage, Teddy goes absolutely ham and massacres three of them instantly with this whatever he's wielding as a weapon. I'm unclear. I no longer have control. I think there was 7 on the board. He's got it down to 4 with 2 massive swings of his weapon. Gage Prime is up. I was hoping to not have to unleash the full power of order and law, but here we are. You have tested my patience for the very last time, Gage Jr.
You haven't used your full power?
No, I am now unlocking the prime Gage primeness of being Gage Prime, ultimate Gage, activate, go team, fireball! He basically, you see him like pull out this bomb and just hurl it at the ground and it explodes.
Dispel magic at level 4.
Bomb hits the ground. How do you dispel it?
I want to suck it into my pocket watch. Yeah.
All the heat and fire whirls around as you hold the pocket watch out and suck it directly in. And it's a bit toasty and hot to hold, but one of the mirror images is taking care of that. It's your turn.
Sweet. I will... Right, technical terms here. I'm going to use 3 of my sorcery points, mm-hmm. turn them into a second level spell slot.
Very good.
Cast Shatter.
Nice.
Yeah.
I get it because you need to... Yeah. Shatter. He has to, like, evacuate himself.
He's going to be the Shatty.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, that's
important context. Is it number 1 or number 2 that I need to...
Yes. He does have a spell slot left, and he does also have the shatter spell because he is of your ilk. I would like an arcana roll off to see whose shatter spell takes effect.
All right. Roll off.
Adding. Yep.
Gage Prime has rolled a 13. Haha, you are no match for my arcane prowess. But Giga Gage has rolled
a 14.
By 1. You overpower him. The shatter spell. Roll damage, actually.
I'm going to heighten this guy.
You can empower them all and reroll them.
Even if I don't have enough sorcery points?
You could tap into your new chaotic powers to do it. Yeah. You'd have to roll on the wild magic table.
Doing that. Yes. Yes. I'll risk it. Take.
So you do 12 points of damage. You see the shatter spell takes effect. It blows this sonic boom out. The glow in his eyes disappears as he hits the ground and rolls along it. He pushes himself up. You are a powerful foe, Gage Jr., but I will demote you to Junior Gage Jr. now as I defeat you with one final spell. Give me a wild magic roll. 59. Wow. Gage, you feel emboldened by your chaotic magic. For the next minute, you gain resistance to necrotic and radiant damage. You motherfucker. This is a bad precedent to set. These are meant to explode you. Joe, take it away.
I can tell that things are heating up between Prime Gage and Giga Gage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in an effort to help out, can I throw down those previously mentioned 10 toothpicks in a bid to distract Prime Gage?
Give me a toothpick roll. This is going to be your action.
10 d20s for each toothpick?
Just roll 10 d20s, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, that's a natty 20.
Yeah, you sure know how to pick them poorly.
Yes, yes, you do. You walk over and you can see that Gage Prime is like brushing off these arcane wounds. His silvery metallic skin is barely keeping its form.
Just before you do, I would like to be throwing these in the style of Tuxedo Mask. Show up very suave and then...
That's basically what the roll was for. You throw these toothpicks on the ground. You see Gage Prime is staring you down, Giga Gage, as this huge mechanical fortress of gauges is squaring off, blasting an arcane fire hose of energy is pouring out of each of you, deflecting spells. And Joe sort of saunters up to the fight. And from the sidelines,
I fucking got this, yeah.
Throws some toothpicks into the ring. And you see that Gage Prime is staring you down, Gage. But then one of the eyes, independent of the other, just rotates in the socket towards it. One, two, three. What comes after three? Does not compute. No, what? Three, and then plus one, three plus one is, three plus one is, the no, no, no. And he starts to short circuit inside. You can see more of the silvery mess slothing off him. The little monsters of Gage are run towards Edward Rockbell, and he is now like on his last two wands as he pulls them out side by side, holds them. He fans the wand and shoots a bunch of magic missiles out to take them out. He throws it to the side as it's smoking and discarded. As
Teddy's watching Joe and probably catches a few in the back.
Another four of these little things emerge out of the ground. Teddy, it's your turn.
What are you doing, Joe?
Well, I really thought this would work. I've used all my toothpicks.
Three and one is.
And I've sort of done my action, so I might just hang out over here.
Three and one.
Well, that's easy. It's
three.
Wait,
one and
one, two.
Gage is like wincing, like trying not to get the answer. Like,
three and one, one, one toothpick, one. Two toothpicks, three toothpicks, blank, error, null reference.
Wow, that's really one of those things you think you know, and then when you need it, it's not there.
Three and one, three and one, three and one.
That's one bigger than three, but
five minus one.
I'm a fishy.
Gage Prime is stunned for this round, so is Teddy. Double G. Giga Gage, take it away.
Gage walks up closer to Gage Prime.
Three and one and three and one and three and one.
And says, three and one equals... Four lantern! And, sure. Yeah.
You still have to shatter everything?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll piss on him.
He's sparking electricity. Giga Gage walks up.
Yeah. I'm like pure chaos now. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I'm just...
You're Calvin peeing on Calvin recursively.
Yep.
You pee on him and you see the liquid starts going into the metallic form. This robotic circuitry starts to malfunction as urine just soaks his body. Three and one and three and one and three and one and three and one. And then the head rocks forward as he powers down. Three and one. And then it starts to shake and rumble a little bit. And you can see the silvery metal completely falls away. And there's just a robotic gnome skeleton inside. There's a shaking red ticking time bomb inside. And it counts down from 10, 9. What do you guys do?
3.
No, Teddy. We gotta scram.
Is this a bomb or is the robot gonna shit himself?
Unclear so far.
Okay. Mm.
Is there a wire or I can cut?
Give me an investigation roll. What's your intelligence again?
3 or something.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wait, let me see. The intelligence is 4, so...
Oh, 4. So what's the modifier?
-3.
Okay, so we're only down to 9. You look, there are a bunch of wires within this robot. There's probably too many.
3 and 1. Can I cut one? Can I use the little teeth on the pike?
Yep, or the prince, depending on...
I'm a fusion.
Give me a luck roll.
It's a 6.
Can I bend luck?
Absolutely, you can bend luck.
Seems like it's meant for it, right?
Yep, roll it again.
Get to add a d4 up or down. So, but I have to do 2 sorcery points, so I'm guessing that's going to be a wild magic thing.
You rolled
right?
a 6, and yes.
Wait, hold on, he might be able to bring it to 10. Is that even worth...
No. Teddy doesn't know what he's doing if any way guy's going to step in or anything. Teddy's just like, he's just seen a thing.
How far away is the guy from finishing the stuff?
He's got it up to 2 out of 5 right now.
Yikes.
Yeah, woof.
Yeah.
Can I try something pretty out there?
Teddy has grabbed and has pulled this wire. I haven't decided what's happened yet, but it hasn't exploded yet. I'll put it that way. So what would you like to do? And Joe also has an action.
I want
to
try to banish him.
Banish who?
Gage.
Very cool.
Did you also think he meant Teddy?
Yeah. I was very ready for it to be Teddy.
Yeah, it's about time. It's about time.
Joe, what would you like to do in this split second that you see the timer go down from 9 and about to flip down to 8?
I get behind the wizard if I can.
All right, you run back to the teleportation circle. Hello, old chap. You look over and Teddy's holding up a bunch of red, green, and blue wires. You can see Gage is completely tapped, pale and translucent. He's sniffing around at the air to take in all the senses and all the other effects that we added to you. I can't even remember them all. As Teddy holds up the hands, you see that the timer starts to tick down insanely quickly. Right as Gage streams this magic out of the pocket watch, it wraps around Gage Prime's skeletal, ready to explode body, and it basically crushes him down into this little cube that then just disappears within a second. They are banished. Give me a wild magic roll. 66. That's got to be a good one. That's number of the beast.
2/3 of it.
66. 6. The number of
it. Okay, this is okay. This is absolutely perfect. You are surrounded by a horrible, noxious odor for 1 minute.
Oh, no!
Anyone within 10 feet of you must make a con save or be stunned. So you and Teddy both make con saves. What's your spell save, Gage?
14.
Okay.
I got...
Teddy, you're fine.
17.
You can't feel the little gremlins that are eating into your back. This smells normal to you. Everything's absolutely, totally normal.
I mean, I can't even smell this fish.
Yeah. Gage,
Prince.
Your heightened senses are picking up this intense odor that wafts around you. Maybe it's the dead fish / Prince. We're unsure. Maybe it's the magic that you just created, or maybe whatever realm you banished Gage Prime to smelled a little bit. But it is so bad that you spend a minute just retching up and vomiting up. Oh, terribly. That's awful, old chap.
Hey, don't worry, man. Let's just be thankful it was the top end and not the back end.
Aha, jolly good.
let it out, buddy. Come on. Yeah, better out than in. That's it. Nice.
After about 15 seconds, you see that Edward has charged up the 5 points of this teleportation circle. There we go. That's all I needed. Just a couple of rounds free of being attacked by horrible little beasts with your friends' faces on them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that difficult for you? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I did happen to use all of my wands, and I'll have to get new ones, but that's fine. Honestly.
That one was shit, mate.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
I feel like it's not fine.
No, it's absolutely not a problem at all.
Bees. Who needs them?
I don't have a bee wand.
Well, you don't need more.
Thank you very much for protecting me, I guess? We'll deal with that later.
Teddy, can you help me up, please?
Hey, buddy. So who's your friend? That was Gage Prime. What's Prime mean?
He was a facet of the law that was inside me, and I...
And that makes him Prime.
Him.
Oh, he's gone. That's good.
Yeah. You'll let us know if you got any more of that sort of stuff inside you.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's seeming a little bit more chaotic or something.
Yes.
Yeah, you've pissed all over him.
Yes, that was a little bit unexpected.
No, you've thrown up everywhere.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about your master, but maybe you're looking for a new master. And
yes.
I know someone who's very good at chaos. His name starts with...
T.
Yeah.
You know what, Teddy? I just may take you up on that. Yeah.
Yay, Gage. Master Teddy! Teddy Prime! Teddy Primo! Yay! Just,
could you give me a lift to the circle there, Teddy?
Oh, okay. I carry him like a little baby.
Yep.
Gage, what happened to your skin?
Oh, yes. just another thing to add to my afflictions, I guess.
I do appear to be a little...
I mean, I know I'm a half-orc and not the world's best-looking guy, but you two are a mess. Like, and that's putting it politely. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, there's that hole there.
There's yes. a hole, but it's fine.
I can see your intestines, Gage.
Oh!
Hey!
Wow, I didn't think I was that
I don't know
translucent.
How pale, yeah.
Yes.
I'm imagining, like, you know, like one of those clear Game Boys.
Like, yeah. I like it. I think it's the salamanders or whatever that you can see straight through. Yeah. Look, I'm glad that came across.
It's shining a torch. Just goes
just straight yeah. through.
The skeleton shadow. Yeah.
I think we need to make a trip to the old healer. I think next chance we get, eh, Teddy?
I think we've had this hold for a while. I think it's really fine. I mean, do you guys want to look at it again? It's pretty
I'm
cool.
All set. Hey, Gage, here's
reach
an idea.
Reach in there. Reach
smell
in there.
It from here.
Do it. Look, my hand's going right through me. It's coming out.
Great. You've set him off again. Are there any more little robots around? Not like alive, but like broken ones?
There's a couple feasting on Teddy, I think.
There's still two biting into Teddy's back. But the rest seem to dismantle themselves when Gage Prime was deconstructed into another plane.
Gage, do you reckon you'd be able to tinker these to be good little baby gauges?
I mean, I've got a whole packet of them over here.
Yeah, sure. Pick them up. We'll, yes.
There's probably good. I stick as many as I can in my pockets.
Yep, you grab a whole bunch of...
Well, I've got the 8-pack in the cage.
Oh, my God. Pack, yes. Let's just take those.
A little bit disturbing seeing my face on these little automaton babies.
Imagine how we feel. Seeing your face all the time.
Yes, fine.
I'm so sorry. I'm in a weird mood, Gage. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I mean, they do look...
It's been a weird day.
I look in the circle. Is it like a stargate where I can see through the other?
Yeah,
he's sorry. Already gone.
Are you coming?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. Could. Are we taking too long?
I have put on a pot of tea for Vacheron and I, but if we'd like to go through, the teleportation circle is ready to go.
Excellent.
Is it a hole? Can I
you can look through and you can see a beautiful study in front of you. It looks like this beautiful ornate library with a big mahogany chairs and like an ornate beautiful fireplace in the back, some spiral staircase leading up, big mahogany oak doors at the other end.
Where is that, Eddie? It looks great.
Oh, a candle keeper, my research laboratory just through here. It's my own personal chambers.
Wait, so it's a teleport to just somewhere else here?
No, it's in Candlekeep.
Right. I thought you meant it was like two rooms over.
No. Back on the material plane, you know, obviously.
Good,
yes.
good.
I walk over to Vacheron and help him up.
Yes, I saw you pissed in the corner.
Yes, I learned that from you.
Oh, my boy.
Student becomes the... Oh. You know, the master,
Gage,
I guess.
Gage, I'm going to leave forever and find an iron box and trap myself in it forever so nothing bad ever happens to me ever again.
I couldn't agree more, Master.
It seems that no matter what I do...
Wait, yes?
I always wind up in an elemental plane of chaos and having to piss in the corner and then drink it from the ground.
I get it. Wind up. Get it?
Watch.
I've been in here for 20 years, you know. I've gone very crazy. Teddy!
Thanks, Teddy. I needed that.
Time doesn't work the same in this realm.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I just came over to say, like, I'm so very happy to... Finally,
get me out
get
of
you
this hellhole.
But we have to find a little box for you. We don't.
Oh, that I
this
was.
This one's filled with.
Oh,
little,
I was
little,
using hyperbole.
Yes,
I didn't.
A little bit of metaphor there, Teddy.
Yes, metaphor. Yes. We fought some of those.
I think we sure did.
Just now, I think.
I push Vacheron into the.
I'll miss you, P Corner. All right, Pipple Beans, let's pop on through. I've got to be the last one through. As soon as I go through it, we'll close up. So your bike.
Yep.
Just when you get in there, yes. Make sure you take your shoes off. I didn't want you scuffing up the floor.
I jumped through.
Oh, there he goes. Very good.
In we go.
Jump with Teddy.
You jump through the portal onto the other side. Instantly, everything changes. Gravity takes effect again. You can't feel that strange tingling down your spine anymore. Teddy, you don't feel anything. As you land... The air becomes more normal, like lighter almost, less oppressive. But there's this beautiful warm fireplace radiating heat. As you land through to the other side, you can see out a window there's this gorgeous seaside cliff view looking out onto the ocean as a couple of seagulls skirt by that are then immediately picked up by a griffin and taken to a nest somewhere. You're on the coast somewhere. Candlekeep is a pretty famous city. You probably would know about it. As you go through, you can see that this long hallway leads into a bunch of other rooms, but there's all of these beautiful ornate books lining the wall. One of these ladders that slides across to go and pick them up.
I know how to solve this puzzle. Come on, Joe. Let's go. Teddy starts trashing the joint, tearing down. Well, I can't see anything behind them, though. Keep going.
No, Teddy, we're out of limbo now. I look around for the wizard.
The wizard comes in a couple of seconds later. Oh, there we go. And you see the teleportation scroll closes. Iris door closes behind him. What are you doing?
Solving the puzzle. You can't outsmart me.
He grabs a broom and starts chasing you around. Stop that, you cretin. No, get back here. Clean up this mess.
Gage leans down and he's about to take off his shoes. And then he thinks better of it and then pushes over a bookshelf.
Yeah. Wow, you've had like a whole thing. Wow, look at you. Look at you and your character.
As you push over a bookshelf, you see etched into the stone wall behind that bookshelf, there are no Easter eggs here.
Can I pick up the nearest book at my feet?
Yep.
And open it up. Just a random page.
Yep. You open up a random book and it is on the Hokitia Clock Tower that is off the west coast of New Zealand, South Island.
And I close it and just throw it back down on the path. And I pick up another book. No, I don't. I go and see what the others are doing.
Trashing a joint, getting chased around by a wizard.
Nice to be back to normal.
The scene closes as Gage enacts one of his more lenient crimes, actually, when you think about his repertoire. Teddy is being chased around the room with a broom by a wizard, and Joe is opening random books to test my patience. The camera floats up and we see the bird's eye view. In the next room over, there is these two women in these very ornate robes wearing like huge wizard hats, and they're sitting down drinking a cup of tea, and they look over to the door, hearing all this chaotic noise coming from behind the doors.
I solved your puzzle, idiot.
They look at each other and hold their hands up like, what? The camera keeps floating up and we see a walled off castle on the side of an enormous cliff face on the Sword Coast. All around this marble tower that reaches into the sky are libraries and temples to gods. And we're in the library of the world, the repository of all knowledge right now. We keep zooming out and we fade into the cosmos, and the camera flips upside down and shoots all the way through space to another region entirely. We start flying through all of these Modron ships, these big cubes floating around in an enormous fleet, past them into this world made of clockworks and gears. And we see it zooming into a large building in one of these Modron cities. There is a pentagonal Modron commanding these young little square Modrons on the law and order and structure and reasoning, as a small cube appears next to him and it slowly unfolds, revealing Gage Prime, this strange mechanical skeleton with a ticking timer that goes 5, 4, stops on 3 for a second and then explodes. We'll be right back.
I'm a man.
Used to be a dead fish.
I'm a fish, but I turned into a prince. I'm a prince, and I used to be a magic fish.
Would you like to make another wish? I'm a human form of a monkey paw.
Say my name and I'll take my form.
This is all
going after the credits.
I'm from a land called Exla. I promise you, darling, it is not that far.
Turned into a fish by a magic wish.
What's the name of this song?
I'm a fish. I'm wishy.
I'm a fishy wishy. And I'm a fishy wishy and I grant wishy.
I really was just imagining, you know, this like singing bass that you buy.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Sort of thing. And now, yeah.
It does sound now like the kind of song that Teddy would dream of. Wishy wishy. Make wishy.